Croc.
Yes?
Mr. Arthur Croc is calling you, Mr. President.
What?
Hello?
She may not have put him on. I asked her to hold him.
Hello?
Hi, Arthur.
Mr. President.
How are you?
No reason why you should read the papers, but I brought you a message a while ago, and I was astonished to see this morning that Mrs. Luce has torn into your foreign policy, especially in Vietnam. When I remember the message she gave me to give you, which I gave you, and I remember your reply, and I reported to her, and she's expressed herself as deeply pleased. Now the only thing that explains it to me is something we both learned in the Aeneid. Varium et mutabile semper femina. That's all I can explain, because here was a lady that said she wanted to help you. She couldn't do it very openly, but the only two things she wanted to be sure of, one that you wouldn't build up Castro, and the other you'd keep out of war with communist China. You said, well, the first is easy, the second doesn't entirely depend on me. So I reported that. She said she was pleased. Now she's tearing into your foreign policy.
She called me a couple, 3 days ago over the phone and was very concerned that I was signing the civil rights bill on July the 4th. I was desecrating the 4th. And I said, well, I haven't had any thought of signing it the 4th. I'm going to sign it as soon as it gets to me. Get out of the way and try to hope that we have reasonably peaceful 4th. I'm not trying to stir up things. Oh, she said she was just so relieved that she hadn't slept because she'd heard these reports. I said, well, I read a lot of reports, but I'm not planning anything like that. So she said she's quite relieved.
Well, I'm sorry that I was the bearer of very treacherous tidings.
Well, don't worry about that. It's been a long time since I've seen you. Let's get together this week.
Whatever you say, I'm going to San Francisco on Thursday. I imagine that you'll have to wait because chances are you couldn't.
Let's see. You're accused. Let me see tomorrow. If not, we'll have
all right,
a visit.
Sir.
I'll try tomorrow.
Love to see you. I didn't know you had a lake to play on. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's good.
Feel good, and I'm glad to hear you. And give Martha my love.
You keep these reporters away as much as you want to when you're on your own.
Well, you know, the funny thing, they haven't got anything to write about. Most of the things, I didn't get away from my house 2 hours. I had the most restful vacation I've ever had. I just stayed there and read all the time, and the phone didn't ring, and I had a courier come in the morning and brief me, and then I had so many things, though, that had accumulated that I hadn't been able to get to. I had to get Arthur Dean to serve on this committee.
Yeah, that was very fine. He's good.
And I had to get Marvin Jones to the Marketing Commission. I had to get to
Collins.
I got him before I left. But these others I got by talking, and I just stayed in my bed most of the time. Got about 10 hours sleep every night.
Well, remember, McKinley never left the front porch but once. You know what that was?
No.
Well, Senator Bradley of Kentucky, who was the first Republican leader in the South, was elected first governor in Kentucky, a Republican, and Senator made such a vulgar remark to McKinley that he got up, went in the house, and said he never wanted to speak to that dreadful man again.
Well, good to hear you, Arthur. Give Martha my love.
Thank you.
Bye.